This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israeli raids across the occupied West Bank have killed 9 people, according to Palestinian officials. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israel's launched raids across the occupied West Bank, where its forces have killed at least 9 Palestinians and sealed off the volatile city of Jenin, according to Palestinian officials. Palestinian militant groups say they're exchanging fire with the Israeli military. The governor of Jenin, Kamal Abu El-Rub, said on Palestinian radio that Israeli forces had surrounded the city, blocking exits and entry points and access to hospitals and ripping up infrastructure in the camp. The Israeli military has confirmed it's operating in the city of Jenin and Tul Karem, but did not provide further details. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Palestinian Health Ministry says over 600 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire in the West Bank since the war in Gaza began over 10 months ago. Israeli forces rescued a hostage on Tuesday that was found alone underground in Gaza. The 52-year-old Israeli man was taken Tuesday to a hospital in Israel where he was reunited with his family. A Russian missile has slammed into Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky's home city just as it was observing an official day of mourning for an attack the previous day that killed 4 civilians at a hotel. Local officials said Wednesday's attack on Kryvyi Rih struck civilian infrastructure and wounded 4 people. The previous attack on Tuesday also wounded 5 people. The Kremlin on Wednesday dismissed talk by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky about a plan he has to end the war and said Russia would continue what it calls its quote-unquote special military operation in Ukraine. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The opening ceremony for the 2024 Paralympic Games begins Wednesday evening in Paris. More than 4,000 athletes with physical, visual, and intellectual impairments will compete in 22 sports over the next 11 days. United States Special Counsel Jack Smith on Tuesday filed a new indictment in Donald Trump's January 6th case following last month's Supreme Court immunity ruling. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The indictment keeps the same criminal charges against Trump, but narrows the allegations against him, removing references to Trump's interactions with the Justice Department. The Supreme Court said last month that Trump is entitled to immunity for that conduct. Still, the indictment keeps the allegations that Trump tried to pressure then-Vice President Mike Pence to refuse to certify the electoral vote count. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote last month the interactions between the two men amounted to official conduct, for which Trump is at least presumptively immune from prosecution. Sagar Magani, Washington.
From cold towels to early dismissal, people are finding ways to cope with a second day of a heat wave in the United States. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The National Weather Service cautions it will remain dangerously hot across the Tennessee and southern Ohio valleys and the mid-Atlantic following steaming hot weather from Missouri to Pennsylvania. In Chicago, residents look for ways to cope with record-breaking temperatures in the high 90s and heat index values over 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Dave Bernier is with the Lincoln Park Zoo, where keepers are giving frozen treats to the animals.
It has the same kind of effect as what you would give like a popsicle to a person.
Some schools were letting out early or canceling class due to heat and power outages. Relief is expected with cooler temperatures forecast for the upper Midwest to the Great Lakes region. Thunderstorms could generate downpours and flash flooding, hail and gusty winds from Michigan to Massachusetts. I'm Jennifer King.
Mexico's president says he has put relations with the United States and Canadian embassies on pause after the two countries voiced concerns over a proposed controversial judicial overhaul. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
President Andrés Manuel López Obrador did not elaborate Tuesday on what a pause would mean. Last Thursday, U.S. Ambassador Ken Salazar called the proposal a risk to democracy that would endanger Mexico's commercial relationship with the United States, angering the Mexican president. Salazar has since dialed back his tone. López Obrador also accused Canada of interfering with an internal matter for expressing apprehension about the proposal. The three countries share a crucial commercial relationship that reached an estimated $1.8 trillion in trade in 2022. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.